American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 294. Here is the translated text as follows. 262X, American State Trials. With a lot of things piled on top of it, he found a bloody shirt. How did it get there? Newt Lee accounts for his time on Sunday. No suspicion attaches to Newt Lee. He is a free man. How did that bloody shirt get there? It had to be planted. Gentlemen, it was planted. Here are the two propositions, gentlemen. If Newt Lee was to be made the scapegoat, suspicion had to be directed to him. Somebody had to plant that suspicion. He would sacrifice Newt Lee that he might live. The Bible says, "What will not a man give for his life?" He was willing to give the life of Newt Lee that his own life might be spared. He was willing to give the life of Gant that he might live. Was not Gant arrested a few days after? But not once at that time did he think of giving the life of Jim Conley. But somebody found Jim Conley washing a shirt to go to the trial, and there was where Jim got into trouble. But Frank didn't try to fix it on Jim then. He waited until Newt had failed, and all else had failed, except the suspicion which rested upon himself. Then he turned on Jim Conley. "I call your attention, gentlemen of the jury, to another peculiar thing. Weeks after the murder and after the factory had been searched, a big bloody stick was found by shrewd Pinkerton detectives who can find anything, even an elephant, if it gets in the way. They also found a piece of envelope. But fortunately, they showed this to Mr. Coleman, who said that Mary had received but $1.20 and that the figure 5 on the envelope had no business there. And so it was rubbed out. Besides the shirt, then, we find the club and the pay envelope. Another very peculiar thing is about this man named Mincy. Conley was asked, "Didn't you confess to Mincy that you were the man that killed the girl?" Conley said, "No." That question was asked, gentlemen, as a foundation upon which to introduce Mincy. Where is Mincy? He is the man who could clear it all up.